Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary power within you. I want to help you guys step into grace and greatness. I want you to come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. I literally forgot my script because I'm so pissed off right now. Like I am shaking. Okay. I'm shaking because I had to get this off my chest. But listen, in this podcast, I want to help you learn to write your own story. Okay. I want this podcast to be where you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and like that abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. I also want you to grow a pair of balls to have the serious and crazy conversations with other people so that we can steer our future in the right direction. Okay. The world that we're leaving to our kids is just fucked right now. It is a mess, and something needs to change. Okay. And we can't complain about something needing to change and not do anything about it, even if that means having a conversation, which ultimately that's what this podcast episode is going to be about today, is being able to have those conversations. We go into conversations thinking it's a fucking boxing match. Okay. And I got this idea because my son and I had a really great conversation yesterday, where I've recognized that in him. I recognize that, like, if he's upset, I'm like, it's like you're putting on gloves and you want to fight me. And I gave him space to do that. So it was really cool because that was probably our first, he's 15, he's about to be 16. I think that was probably like our first deepest conversation about his awareness of like emotions and the understanding. And I just saw a whole different side of him. It totally made my night. And it was, that's it. It was a conversation. That's what we need to be having. But listen, okay. So I'm veering off this topic a little bit because I want to talk about Irina. Okay. If you guys don't know about Irina Zarutska, then you're living under a rug and you follow mainstream media because they've been sweeping it under the fucking rug. Okay. Under the rug. That's it. She was fatally, I don't know what I can say to not get kicked off of Facebook Live, but there was a sharp object and it was put inside her neck. Okay. This is a 23-year-old girl. And if you see her picture, she's a fucking baby. She's a baby. Like my girls are babies. And I'm going to tell you this, all you motherfuckers. Okay. 'Cause I am so pissed off right now. My husband and I listened to Andy Frisella today, and I think he fired me up too because I love what he says. But you guys go listen to Andy Frisella in his Real AF podcast. He does like the Cruise the Internet. Today he just launched that episode and he talked about this, and it just made me feel like I just had to add my two cents, right? So she's a Ukrainian refugee. You know what's fucking crazy is there are so many liberals and people that are just fucking fucked in the head that want to send all our money to Ukraine to protect the people when this baby came here to be safe, came to the United States as a refugee to be safe. Okay? To be safe. And her life was snuffed out. She's fucking 23 years old. She is a baby. Okay? This happened on August 22nd. It was on a Charlotte train. We talk. The suspect, I'm not going to say his name because he should not even be alive to be in jail right now. He should not be alive to be in jail right now. And fuck everybody who's on that train because you know what I just saw? This is really what set me off, okay? Because I saw the video. I don't recommend watching it. Don't watch the video. Definitely don't watch the after of the video either. I know the part that went viral was him walking around with the knife and the blood is dripping and like, you know, nobody's doing anything. Nobody does anything. Like everybody on that train should be held fucking accountable. But here's what happened. You guys know the story about the white guy who put the black guy in a chokehold and the fucking black guy had to go to court for that. Like he was in trouble for that when he subdued someone who was becoming a violent person to people on a train. But yeah, is this about race? I don't know. You tell me, because why is it that they're not talking about this? Okay. Wow. He's getting first degree murder. Okay. And you could see him. He's kind of spinning out in the beginning. But what I didn't see and what I saw today is like after he puts that knife in her skin, he walks away and she's sitting there just in shock, looking around. And people look at her. This bitch is sitting next to her and just fucking looks at her and gets up and walks away. I am so disgusted with humanity right now. Like, fuck you guys for not doing anything. Like, what is wrong with you? Nobody does anything to help her. And this is what I told my husband this morning, right? I'm like, babe, you know, if you watch the video, she didn't see it coming. She's got her hat on, she's got headphones on, like she's in her own little bubble, looking at her phone, curled up like a fucking 23-year-old on a train. Exactly what you expect, okay? doesn't see it coming. And that's what I told him today, this morning when we're listening to Andy. I'm like, I'm so glad she didn't see it coming. Like, she would have died with that extra terror and that fear. No, bitch, I saw another part of the video today and she knew exactly what happened after it was done. Like, she was in shock. She was fucking terrified. You could see the fear. And she's like, just like, there's blood. You could see, like, her shirt's black. So obviously we can't see the copious amounts, but like, she's conscious and she's aware. She bleeds out alive, knowing, scared and alone. Like, you people make me so sick. I'm so sick at every person. You can see the people just sitting around her doing nothing, you know, and the judges that have let this guy out too. How many times? I think he was arrested 14 times and released. He had problems, but that's not the issue. And the fact, you guys, this story should be like sweeping the national media centers. Okay. And it should have that attention. This is crazy. So she flees Ukraine. All you little babies talking about, let's send Ukraine money. They need our help. Bitch, they came here for safety and you fucking let her get stabbed to death on a train. Fuck you. Fuck you. You can't even take care of people on your own land and you're worried about what we're going to do in another country. You're insane. You're fucking insane. You are part of the fucking problem. You are part of the problem. So this fool attacks her randomly and they get it on surveillance video. Like, she's just quietly sitting there. She's got headphones. She doesn't hear anything. And then he just stabs her out of nowhere. And yeah, was he arrested immediately? Absolutely. But then he's got the 14 prior cases. He's got schizophrenia. So they let this violent criminal out with schizophrenia. Why do we not have insane asylums back up here? Why do we not have it back up here? This dude's out. He remained free. His last bail was a cashless bail. That judge should be in fucking prison for sure. And yeah, is there a little traction here? Yeah, but let me tell you where the traction's coming from. It's conservative platforms. You know what I'm saying? And then the other side is like, oh my gosh, they're pushing all these crime narratives. Bitch, go to Google right now and put in, what the fuck is that idiot's name? That criminal that they glorified. He OD'd on some kind of drug and they're saying he was murdered by a cop. What is his name? I don't even give a shit. You don't even have to say it. You guys know who the fuck I'm talking about. You Google that. You Google Floyd, George Floyd. Google his name and see how many stories come up. See how much shit comes up. And then you Google this beautiful girl and you will not see anything. I don't see any statues being erected up for her. I don't see outrage. I don't see protesting. I don't see anybody doing any fucking thing except for saying, oh, that's sad. And I'm guilty of that. I haven't had this conversation publicly. Did I post stuff in my, you know, in my political group? Absolutely. But this isn't even about politics. It's not about politics anymore. This is beyond that. This is like just not even seeing people as fucking human. Not even seeing people as human. And then I posted this the other day. Someone had the balls to start a fucking GoFundMe for this criminal. Okay. And yeah, they took it down, but it wasn't until everybody got pissed off. And then you have this Mayor Lyles, like, fuck you, Mayor Lyles, okay? Fucking tone deaf because she's talking about judicial failures and transit security, talking about compassion for mental illness. What is going on? We don't give a fuck that he was mentally ill. We give a fuck that some judge let him walk around publicly. This is a refugee tragedy. In America, someone fleeing war, okay? We don't have it. We don't have it like they have it in Ukraine. You understand? All you people that want to support that place, fucking go. Because that baby came here, and because of you and your dumb fucking antics and your bullshit, she's dead. She's dead. While she was seeking safety. This isn't something that I'm going to let you guys sweep under the rug. That's bullshit. That is bullshit. And yeah, is there a mental health issue? Absolutely. So why do we not have insane asylums back? Why are we letting these people in the public? There should have been security on the train. Ah, I'm getting a phone call. Whoops, we forgot to take that off now. We forgot to take that off now. So listen, everybody tiptoes around this. Everybody tiptoes around this because we can't make things about race. In fact, I posted a graphic about that too. I'll add it to my Facebook comments. So if you guys are watching this, I can't post it on this platform and I can't post it on my YouTube video. Or, you know, obviously if you guys are listening to the audio of this podcast, I obviously can't post the picture, but I will do it in my comments because there's a picture again, like there's a woman running in running, walking her dog, and she was snuffed out by the same demographic with the same weapon of choice. Okay. And no one's talking about that either, but this stuff is happening. And that picture was posted, and some people had the audacity to say, now post this without his picture so people don't make this about race. I'm sorry. It is about race. It's about race. And I get it. We've got the mental health crisis, and it's exploding in violence. And when it comes to violent crime, it's going to show statistics where in these communities, the numbers are disproportionately high, high as fuck. And no one's comfortable to admit that. No one is comfortable to admit it. But pretending that it's not happening doesn't fucking help anybody. And you know who sticks up the most for the Black community, for the numbers, for the statistics? It's some old white lady that's pissed off. And she's probably the next one to get stabbed on a train. Like, the ignorance is not lost on me, you know? And we've got these cycles of just like poverty, broken families. I get it. There's a bunch of shit. People are hurting, and hurt people hurt people. On the other side, no, we've got this, because I'm going to tell you guys, that's it. White hate is alive and well. Racism did not vanish. It shapeshift. It shapeshift. Okay. This is a bullshit pandemic. You're going to see it in shooting. You're going to see it in policies. You're going to see it in little acceptable prejudices that people are carrying around like a fucking suitcase. This is not okay. It's poisoning conversations, it's destroying lives. And then whatever political side can hijack whatever they can to work the best out for them, that's exactly what they're going to do. We got to get to the root issues, and we can't afford to keep avoiding this fucking conversation because it makes people uncomfortable. If you're a leader, if you're a parent, if you're a business owner, if you're a coach, you have to sit in that tension and say it. Guess what, bitch? Black on black crime is a fucking crisis. White hate is getting people killed. Mental health failures everywhere in between. No silence. Or no fucking media spin, or no ignorance is gonna save us. And if we can't talk about this honestly, not as a battle to win, but like the reality of like, we have to fix this. We have to start doing something that actually matters. Do things that matter. Have the conversations. Have the tough conversations. I'm tired of watching it. You're just sitting back and you're talking with your friends like, oh, that's fucked up. My best friend and I send fucking texts all day long to each other, but like, we're not doing anything about it. We're not doing anything about it. We're not having conversations with other people. And the more of us that stand up and bring this to an awareness, the more conversations we have, the more things can change. I'm not going to leave the house without a gun. I'm not doing it. Nobody should be doing that. Not now. I'm not going to be a victim of a hate crime of just existing. It's not okay. We need to have the conversation. So I'm going to shift gears on you guys because I do want to do this podcast now. So I know that there's going to be a lot of hate, and people are going to be like, blah, 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 brain, and I can't believe. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I just don't. This is important. This is something that needs to be talked about, and everybody pretends it's not happening. Like, so many people are fucking up our world, and no one's taking responsibility for that. So yeah, the other side gets really super pissed off because it's like common sense is lost on people. Just fucking lost on people. You know, I get it. Like, we're so worried in our cozy little American houses, you spoiled fucking American people, taking everything for granted. If you care so much about these other countries, if you care so much about other people, if you're so worried about that demographic and their neighborhoods, go move in and make a difference. Fucking pack your shit. All you white ass old ladies that are talking about, oh my God, it's not their fault. Their dad left them. Bitch, I had a shitty childhood, and I'm not out there stabbing people on a fucking train. Okay? Like, are you kidding me right now? Everybody has a fucked up childhood. Everybody has drama. Shit happens to everyone. That's not an excuse to go act like a fucking animal, to lose a sense of humanity. That is not okay. So, yeah, go move in the neighborhoods that you're worried about and go start helping those people yourself. Those countries you care so much about, go help them. Because we have fucking failed. Someone came here for safety. And because of our bullshit, because of what the liberals have set up for us, that long game they played, let's keep them fat, dumb, and stupid. Let's make this whole acceptance thing, like, let's make mental health the fucking keynote of every speech we do. That's like the whole platform, mental health. They let it run rampant. That was a huge thing. Ooh, getting rid of insane asylums, that was setting us up right there. That was setting us up to just be womp womp. Let the crazies out. What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Exactly what's happening. It's going to take us standing up, but it's going to take us having the conversations. Okay? That's it. And I'm about to tell you guys how this conversation with my son, okay, we're switching gears. Just because it's time to release that. I said my piece. There is a problem. And there's a problem. There's a problem. I love you guys. And this white hate has to stop. It really does. Like, it's sickening. There, I could read a news story every fucking day that's going to talk about this. And it's going to make everybody sick. But it doesn't matter if it makes you sick if you don't do shit about it. If we don't have the conversations, if we don't do the things. So anyway, this is what I want to talk about for conversations today. Hi, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, where Brandon has a squirrel brain and we just do whatever the fuck because it is what it is. Okay. But people are going into conversations like it's a boxing match. Okay. I definitely feel like I did right now. I had my gloves on. I was ready to prove a point. I'm waiting for someone, you know, to swing back at me. But in all reality, I'd be willing to listen to the conversation. But in your everyday life, okay, because this fires me up. This pisses me off. There's no way that you could be anybody that defends that criminal to me. And if you want to defend that criminal to me, just block me right now. Like, I've lost a lot of followers and I'm so fucking happy. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that, okay? If you have a problem with white people, get the fuck out, because I don't know if you noticed, your girl's white as fuck. I'm proud of that. I get to be proud of that without being strung up at the cross and being called racist. You know, I get to be nervous if I'm the only girl walking into a gas station with 12 black guys. I get to be nervous because what happens? What happens? It's not fair. It's fucked up. And we have to do something about this. Anyway. Okay. Oh, we're going to release it. I keep trying to release it and I keep just getting pulled back into this. But seriously, you guys, you need to have the tough conversations. We need to stop pretending that this shit isn't real. Okay. Like, white man, big monster, white man, scary. Like, we're done playing that game. Okay. So let's start having these conversations and, you know, let's get back to humanity, the humanity of everything. Okay. Let's get back to this place where we're connecting with our spouse, with our kids, with your team, even with your audience. Let's get back to that, okay? Because conversations are not battles. And no matter what's happening in the world, this is what I know to be true. Like, the government doesn't give a fuck about you. No one's going to live your life for you, okay? Even with all this stuff going on, it's not like we can all freeze and then take action, right? You have to get your house in order. You have to get your house in order. Just like United States, we have to get our house in order. Where do you start? You start with your shit. You start with your shit right now. Then you could go into your neighborhood, and then you could go into your county. Then you can go into your city, and you could go into your state, and it can expand, and you can do as much as you want for people. But until we're taken care of in this fucking country, like, lock out everything outside of us. Just fucking lock it out. We're done. We're done sending money. We're done helping. We're done being bribed. Like, let's just take the backlash. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and just fucking take all the nasty and purge the bullshit, right? Right now, what can you do? What can you do to control all this narrative, to figure out, to still be moving in your potential and still be pissed off about the stuff that's happening? Get your house in order. Have the conversations. Every conversation you have is a bridge. That's it. Every single meaningful relationship that you're ever going to have, whether it's at home or in your business, depends on how well you are communicating. And what I see a lot happening, especially even in politics, is that people are just talking to win. And if that's the case, if you're someone that is just talking to win, you're going to lose every single time. When you shut up long enough to actually hear somebody, that's when you realize that a lot of us are chasing the same exact things. We want security. We want love. We want respect. We want peace. We want success. We want happiness. Very important things that we all want at the core of humanity. If you don't have a soul, then you're not even fucking listening to this because I lost you a long time ago. But if you are a living, breathing human, that's the shit you want. And the difference isn't in what we want. It's how we say it and what we think it takes to get there. So this is where communication is important. And this is going to be what saves you or sinks you. That's it. In your personal life, good conversation is what keeps your marriage alive when you guys are stressed like a motherfucker, okay? And that's what happens, right? But this is what makes your kids trust you enough to be able to tell you the truth. The conversations, you want peace in your home. That's where we start. That is where we start. How do we change things? It doesn't matter what we were born into. Doesn't matter what color our skin is. Who you're going to be as a person and who you're going to be for your family fucking matters. And if you are someone who will turn your family chaos into peace, if you are someone who is willing to have conversations, then you are making a difference. And if you don't communicate, you're isolating. And this is where shit starts to get squirrely, because isolation rots relationships from the inside out. That's it. And if you're someone who is into business, I have a lot of boss babes on my page. I get that. Communication is everything, even in business. It's the reason people sell out products in minutes while other people can't even get a like on their post, right? It's how leaders build trust, how brands build loyalty, how entrepreneurs are out here just creating that influence that lasts forever. And if you're not asking questions, if you're not listening for real and searching for common ground instead of trying to be right, you're basically just talking to hear yourself echo. And if that's the case, you would probably be great with a podcast. Am I right? I'm laughing. That was funny. And you don't have to agree with everyone. You don't even have to agree with me. You shouldn't agree with everybody. But if you approach conversations with curiosity instead of just being defensive right away, everybody's defensive. Not just about themselves, but about everything and situations and the things that we do. If you learn to ask why before you argue what, that's how you stop playing small battles. And that's how you actually create a big fucking win. That's how you do that. The bottom line in your family, in your friendships, especially in your business, that quality of your communication determines the quality of your connections. The quality of your connections are going to determine everything else. How different would our realities be if we focus more on that communication? Like maybe put our phones down and actually saw people for people. Every fucking person on that train had their nose in a phone. Every person. And that lady that gets up and just walks by her. Like, could you imagine just like, and it's a woman, okay? A fucking grown-ass woman. I'm a woman. If I saw a baby right there, maternal instinct, like that female instinct, that human instinct, I would have just fucking grabbed her up and held her in that last minute. There's nothing else I can do but give her that human connection, give her that communication, tell her she's okay, she's safe, she's loved, whatever. Whatever someone needs to hear in that last moment. Instead, she goes out alone and full of fear. Was there going to be a great back and forth conversation? Probably not. And I can't imagine it lasted very long, okay? Because I know, especially with stab wounds, I know that it takes a while. Like, you know, I mean, stuff happens pretty fast. It seems like everything's going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, life is gone because blood flows super, super fast. Super fast. But could you imagine that connection, just making that connection in that moment? Instead, she gets up, kind of even looks like she shuffles around the blood like it's an inconvenience and just like fucking walks away. I'm revolted and disgusted. And I promise you this new video that's going around like is going to trigger you more than any other video that you've seen. And I saw the actual attack. I saw the actual attack. I recommend not watching it because that is bad too. But the after effect that just came out today, horrendous. Horrendous. And it just shows the lack of fucking empathy in this world. Like, what the fuck happened? Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Get your shit together. That's where this starts. Communicate on the premise that we all want the same thing. And then help me start a petition to bring back some fucking insane asylums, because I don't even know what else. That guy should be dead. He shouldn't even get to go to court. That's a waste of time. Andy Frisella says it. My husband says it. Like, put the guy in a wood chipper. He should be in a wood chipper. Feet first. Let him kind of like feel that terror and pain multiplied for what he did to her. Capital punishment has to come back. And it sucks because it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Other countries, if you steal something, they cut your hand off in the middle of town. Like right there, just in front of everyone. Boom, your hand's done. Like they kill people all the time in front of people. And so people have accountability there. Nobody would act in another country like they do here. Nobody. Because there's accountability and there's consequences. And we need that back. And while we're trying to figure out how to get those consequences back, while we're trying to figure out, like, how do we seriously fucking stop this? You start by getting your house in order. You start by caring about your communication. You start by building your home, building on your sole purpose, your intention, your power. You build on that. Get God in there as your foundation. Otherwise, it's all for nothing. All for nothing. Get him in there as that foundation and bring him into everything. He definitely wasn't on that train in those people. They didn't have one lick spit of him in their souls. I'm telling you, I'm going to be bothered for a while with that video. Like when I close my eyes tonight, it's going to be what I see. Every time I blink, it's going to be what I see. And it's fucking heartbreaking. She's just a baby. And even if she was my age, I mean, fuck, it's not okay. Leave our fucking babies alone, though. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody with a kid, wood chipper, you're done. No second chances, no court, no judge and jury. Like the system is fucked anyway. They started building it so it protects the criminals. How does that make sense? It's upside down, but you guys should be fucking outraged. And I want you to talk to people about it. Have the conversation. Guess what? White hate is real. It's real. And I see the videos. I hear what's being said about us. I hear it. And it shows in a lot of actions that happen. It's fucking terrible. It's terrible. So it's a real thing. I'm not afraid to talk about it. So if I pissed you off, cool. If you want to do something about it, get your shit together. You know, being pissed at me forever or being pissed at the world forever isn't going to do anything to change your life or your circumstances. It's just not. It's not going to serve me to sit here all fucking day and dwell on this and not do anything else in my life. Not going to serve anybody. Difference always starts inside of us. That's it. How can we start spreading that humanity, the empathy, the communication, the real talk? And if you do talk to people, if you just talk to them like people, have more conversations, maybe we can bring out some of that lost humanity. I don't know. And if not, there should be some really massive consequences. So, Brandon Lynette, that was my big rant. Check the show notes if you want to support the cause. It is listenbitchdonations.com. You can help a girl out. Make sure you guys are signed up for my emails. I did screw up the other day when I was getting rid of people that hadn't opened emails in a while. I got rid of a specific list and I'm super fucking sorry. But I figured if they really knew, like if they paid attention to my email, it's going to click like, oh my God, I haven't gotten an email from her in a long time. And they'll come find me. So brandonlynette.com, you guys can sign up for those emails and get all my fancy things. But until then, I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.